Talked about nursing too much.
But nursery and prayer letters and all kinds of things. Now, you know, I can't even say I'm going to preach because of all of the other sharing that I did with the prayer letters and reading the prayer letters, and then Amy's request about a friend who would like to come but has two children, and so she wants you ladies to be thinking about taking some turns in the nursery. And then, of course, I shared a variety of things with you regarding nursery care and the benefit, and especially when you're trying to reach out to others. know that Jamie Edwards that's an issue for her as well. And so we're not going to get a lot of preaching done tonight. But what I want to do, I want to talk about prayer. For almost all my life as a Christian, I have heard and I have taught God answers prayer in one of three ways: yes, no, or wait. Well, here's some time ago, Pat was listening to a preacher one of the Sundays she wasn't able to be home, and she jotted down, he said there's four ways that God goes about answering prayer. And so she jotted it down, and I confiscated her notes. And that, you know, when I was going over this, I got to thinking about how our pastor, when there's some little mix-up in his notes, then he'll say, "Well, that's Ruth Ann didn't write it right." So, you know, I really could say that, because if you look at it, you'll see this is Pat's writing. So you see, Pastor, we're thinking about you even when you're not here. This preacher said God answers prayer directly, differently, delayed, or denied. So you see, directly would be yes. There's something you pray for, God answers directly. He says yes. But then there's times where it's denied. There's something you ask for and he denies it. That'd be him saying no. And then there are times when he delays the answer. That would be wait. Frequently we'll say that God tells us to wait because we're not ready for the answer yet. Something needs to be different in us, or maybe not within us, but the circumstances of our life aren't ready yet for that answer. But then he added differently, and I thought, wow, that is really good. Because there are times, yes, that God answers our prayer, but he answers it differently than what we ask for. He's not saying yes, he's not saying no, he's not saying wait. He's just saying, here, this is the answer. And so I like that. God answers prayer directly, differently, delayed, or denied. And of course, the key thing is that we are supposed to pray in Jesus' name. And John chapter 14 is the scripture I'm going to turn to for this. We're to pray in Jesus' name. And this would deal with the fact that we need to be saved when we pray. Now, when an unsaved person prays, God wants to reach into their heart and bring them to salvation. And so there are times where he may answer prayers on their behalf because he wants to work in their life and bring them to himself. But now we're talking about us as Christians. And we're to pray in Jesus' name. Jesus' name, John 14, verse 13. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. In order for us to pray in Jesus' name, we have to be in Jesus. We need to be one of his children. And then asking in his name, for certain, you'll hear us pray, Lord, in Jesus' name, or Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Different combinations that people will pray, identifying that it's in the name of Jesus. We're not praying in Muhammad's name. We're not praying in Buddha's name. We're praying in the name of Jesus. So it involves being saved. It involves our being in Jesus, which is to be saved. But it also means that we're coming before the Father through the representation of Jesus Christ. But we also pray in the Spirit. And if you'll turn here to the book of Romans, chapter 8. Romans, chapter 8. Because when it says pray in the Spirit, I believe it's talking about surrender. All right? Romans 8 and verse 26. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. We pray in the Spirit. In the Spirit, in the sense that we are being led by the Spirit, that we are submitted to the Spirit to help us to know what to pray and for what to pray. And so there's many times when we don't know what to pray. There's times where I've gone to prayer, and when Pat and I have prayed together, either one of us will say, Father, we don't really know what to ask for. You know the problem, and we may identify the problem, but we don't really know what to ask. But the Spirit helps our infirmity. And I believe that when we therefore go to the Father and we pray in the Spirit, being submitted to the Holy Spirit, asking even for the Holy Spirit's help, that he will intercede there on our behalf. The Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And then in the book of Jude, there's yet another, just before the Revelation, the second last book of the New Testament, the book of Jude, and verse 20, where Jude says, but ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. We're to pray in the Spirit. And when we're praying in the Holy Ghost, once again, we're yielded to him. We're seeking his leading. We're asking for his help in giving this intercession to the Father. And so one last scripture here is that we are to pray in the will of God. This would be 1 John. Now you're a Jew, just go front a couple of pages, and we'll come to 1 John chapter 5 and verse 14. First John 5:14, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. Now, surely there's some times where we pray and what we're asking for is not the will of God. We're asking for something. The worst case scenario would be that's something that's selfish. And we're seeking it for our own purposes. We're to pray in the will of God. Pray for things that He wants. Now again, we don't always know what He wants. We know the need. We know the problem. But when we don't know what we should pray for, then we ask God to help us. Help me, Father. I want to pray in Your will. I want Your direction in this matter. Maybe finances. It might be interaction with another individual. It might be the condition of an appliance that we've, tinkered and cobbled together for quite a while, or an automobile, or so many things. And should we ask God to replace it? Do we ask God to give us money to get another one? Lord, do You want me to just keep struggling along with this? Are You trying to help me learn patience? Sometimes you just don't know what to pray for, especially once you've prayed all of the usual things.
Yeah.
And you don't get an answer. Okay? He hasn't even given you a different one yet. Okay? It's at best, it's being delayed. And it might even be in the denied category. And so we pray, Lord, what should I be praying for? I want to pray Your will, but I don't know what that is. And that's when the Holy Spirit can take those groanings. You see, a lot of times we think of the groanings as what the Holy Spirit's doing. But I heard one fellow teach that one time. I said, no, the groanings is what we're doing. We don't know what to pray for. And we're just in agony. And we finally, God, I need Your help. And the groanings, this preacher said, it's what we do. And the Holy Spirit takes that. And He intercedes for us. So we need to pray in Jesus' name. We need to pray in the Spirit, and we need to pray the will of God. Now, none of those are new things. Each one of us heard them before. But hearing something and living it are two different things. Okay? Two different things. As you've heard me say before, don't beat up on yourself because you haven't yet mastered the living of something. The key is just keep trying. Just keep trying, because that's what God wants to do. And he will help you. Now, I'm going to close with this. I have a couple different individuals that I get their email devotionals. And one of them said this today regarding, I don't recall what his subject was, but he said, anything I can talk you into, somebody else could talk you out of. The Holy Spirit must open your eyes, your heart, and your mind to the truth of the gospel, or to the truth of whatever it is that you're seeking God's leading and direction on. And I wrote it down here now. It was this Adrian Rogers. Anything I can talk you into, somebody else could talk you out of.
Yes, sir.
Now, that's not only true when it comes to salvation, but it's true when it comes to Christian living. You know, you get under the influence of some people, and they can talk you into a certain dress standard. They can talk you into a certain music standard. They can talk you into a certain way of doing finances. And of course, people talk together. That's one way we learn, as we talk together. But it's got to be the Spirit of God that shows us what he wants in whatever area it is. Because then when he shows us and when we take to it, because he has shown us, then it lasts.
Yeah.
Okay? Because then it's of God and not just another person. Father in heaven, thank you for tonight. Pray your blessing as we go to prayer time in Jesus' name. Amen.